This episode is brought to you by the Ultimate Caregivers Course. If you are a caregiver, then you know that caring for others can be rewarding, but also overwhelming, exhausting, and sometimes traumatizing. As time moves forward, you may provide more care such as feeding or bathing, supervising medications, arranging all medical care, managing financial plus legal affairs, and increasing responsibility with no help. However, with careful planning and knowledge of available help, you will be wearing caregiving as a badge of honor. I want to introduce you guys to the Caregivers Course, created by caregivers who get it. This course is designed for caregivers who are burned out, compassion fatigued, and have insufficient support with their loved ones. The Ultimate Caregiver Course will help you gain more understanding and control of your life again, alleviate stress by providing expert strategy, and provide answers to unanswered questions such as managing finances, legal affairs, medications, and more. This course is available for only $97, and you can get it using the link in the show notes or by visiting caregivercorner.co/courses/caregivers-corner. Gain your life back and wear caregiving as a badge of honor. I can attest to this because when my grandmother got sick, many of us in the family took on a caregiver role. And it's so much you just don't know, in addition to it being so stressful and such an emotional time. So I endorse this wholeheartedly. And for any of you guys who are in the caregiver role and you need help with managing it all and asking the right questions, definitely invest in this course. The link is available in the show notes. Let's get back to the show. You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Today's episode is going to be a mailbag episode. If you guys are on my email list, I sent out an email this week just asking what questions do you have about life, business, faith, anything, and we'll take them here to the podcast. So I am very excited to dive into these really, really great questions that I got. Now, a couple of church announcements before we get started. One, this month, November, is the last month of live episodes before the new year. I'm doing something new this year to where December will be a month off for the podcast as well as for me. So me and my team are going to be off all of December, but the podcast is also going to be off. What we're going to do is reruns essentially for the month of December. So I'll run back some of your favorite episodes of the year and we'll post those in December. But I wanted to do this mailbag because we're in the home stretch of the last episodes that I'll be recording live until January. Another church announcement is my book, She Is Uncompromising, is available for pre-order right now. I'm so excited about this book coming out, simply because I finished writing it in 2021. And it's so funny because right now we're getting ready to do another fast within the society. So in the society every year, we have an annual fast at the end of the year. It's usually like 2 weeks, a bunch of praying, a bunch of fasting, a bunch of Bible teachers, prophets coming into our community and pouring into us. And the last time that we did this, or when we did this in 2020, I think, God was really leading me to write this book. And I was like, you know, God, I need the resources to do this well. I've done self-publishing. All of my print products have been self-published up until this point. I'm like, God, I want to work with a publishing company. I want my book to look like the books on my bookshelf. I want them to look like the books when I go into Barnes and Nobles and I go to Target with the hardback, the sleeve on it. Like, I want my book to look like that. And I don't have the resources to do it because I didn't know how those things are created. Literally, within that fast, I had already committed to doing it. I had started my outline and everything. And I'm like, God, I'm gonna write this book. You want me to write it, but I need you to send me these resources. So as I'm writing the outline, the very beginning stages, a publishing company had reached out to me about writing a book. They had heard about me from the podcast and wanted to know if I was writing a book or interested in writing a book. And I was like, okay, God, this can't be real. I really didn't think it was real for a little bit, but I had all the conversations and everything ended up working out. I spent the next year after that. It took about 8 months to write the book because it's 8 chapters. I did a chapter a month and I took 8 months to write the book. And then now it's finally starting to come out. We went through so much with the cover design and edits and all of these things. I actually took some stuff out that I originally had in there, some stories that I felt like I wasn't released to talk about just yet. Oh, but baby, they're coming out in the next one. But some stories I didn't feel released to talk about just yet. So just a lot of revisions and edits and back and forth. And so now it's available for pre-order. It's called She is Uncompromising, A Christian Woman's Guide to Mastering Motherhood, Business, and Everything in Between. Now, to be clear, if you're not a mom, or if you're not married yet, this book is essentially for anybody who wears multiple hats. What it is I really just teach you how you're not supposed to settle in any area of your life, and then teach you a system, an efficiency system that you can use so that you can have harmony. So many times we look for balance, and I personally feel like balance is an impractical goal to try to go after, right? By definition, if something is to be balanced, you have to have an even distribution of weight. And the reality of life is that everything, all these hats that we wear, are not even. My family doesn't hold the same weight as my business. My business doesn't hold the same weight as my relationship with God. So instead of trying to disperse my time evenly for the sake of being quote unquote balanced, what I actually need is harmony. All of these different parts of my life working together seamlessly. And so that's what I talk about in this book. And you can pre-order it now at tatumtamia.com/book. I'm also going to do a masterclass. Again, I told you guys I have an efficiency system. It's called The Blueprint. That is all of chapter 8 in the book. And so I'm going to do a live masterclass just really teaching on that chapter and how you can apply this to your life to start to see the harmony that you want to see in your day to day. So I'm super excited that this is finally out. I cannot wait for you guys to get it in hand. I put my heart and my soul into this book, as I do with everything. But it's just really one of the things that I've done that I'm the most proud of. Even the foreword was written by my husband. And I feel like what better testament to just everything that I'm discussing about not compromising than to have the person I'm married to write the foreword to attest to the content of what's in the book. So it's overall, I am very proud of it. And I hope you get your hands on it. Again, go to tatumtamia.com/book to get access to that. Now let's get into these questions. So the first question is a trust question. It says, how do you trust God when you don't have the whole plan? I recently quit my job because I truly feel like God called me to do so, but now I'm struggling with what's next. So we have to first understand the definition of faith. So according to Hebrews 11:1, faith is confidence in things hoped for, assurance about things unseen. Now your faith is not demonstrated by lip service. Your faith is demonstrated by action. Your faith and trust in God is proven by how you act when you don't have the whole plan. And so we have to make sure that we're doing things in the right order here. You don't trust God because you know the whole plan, or because you agree with the vision, or you see the blueprint and you're going to act it out. No, you trust God because He's God. You've seen through studying His word and even reflecting on your own life or the lives of people around you, how God will never leave you nor forsake you, that He always shows up. And so you trust Him by just getting on board, despite not knowing exactly what getting on board entails, right? I think about, and I can relate to this, because when I first quit my job, I knew it was God telling me to leave. I was already planning to leave. I had hired a business coach. I was working through everything I needed to in my business at that time to set myself up for leaving my 9-to-5. I started reducing my expenses, all of the things to make sure that I could survive. And also that my business had a model in which that could make money that would sustain me. And of course, you know, continue to grow financially. And I was getting ready to leave. I had planned to leave in like the summer, like July, sometime between like June and August. And I had went to a conference and I had got confirmation that it was time for me to leave. Now, this was also very early in my walk with Christ. So all of my yeses we usually had to have a few confirmations with them because I was like, hey, I'm still figuring this out. I'm not trying to mess this up. I wasn't as confident in, oh, this is what God wants me to do back then because I was earlier on. And so I will always measure if I'm hearing from God correctly two ways. One, I would ask for confirmation. Now, here's the thing with confirmation. It can't be a crutch, right? So now I don't really ask God for confirmation because where I am in my walk and how high the stakes are because of, you know, how far he's brought me, I have to jump when he says jump. We don't have no time to for no confirmation and all of that. I got to move. So, but back then it was still early. I was still a babe in Christ. And so I was asking for confirmation and God would give it to me. And the second way that I would always, that I would attest if this was truly God was by the word. And so when I heard that it was time for me to leave my job, I was like, God, I need confirmation. Then I heard it a few more times that it was time for me to leave my job. And then I went to the word and I'm like, okay. And now this is why you have to study and understand the context of the word, because you can't do like a control F to search quitting your job, right? And it pop up a scripture that gives you the answer. But what I knew though, was that me leaving in May, because I left my job May 4th, I think 2017, about 5 years ago. And what I did was I realized, okay, if I leave now, this is really going to be a leap of faith. If I leave in August, then that is something that is I've done in my own strength, because this is when I had prepared to leave, when I decided that it was a good time, where all of what's rational told me that that was the right time. And so because I got the confirmation, because I knew that this would be a true leap of faith for me, I decided to just go for it. Worst case scenario, I'll go back to work. You know what I mean? I mean, at that point, I didn't have my master's yet, but at that point, I had a degree. I had work experience. I could always find another job, but I really wanted to do what God called me to do. And so I took that leap of faith. Now, when I did that, I was not prepared about what's to come. I was so naive. I thought that, great, I quit my job. Now I'm instantly going to be successful. I remember the first time I had launched a new program, because at the time I had my youth program. It was a for-profit organization. We were an after-school program. And one of the ways that I was going to position the business to help me leave my job was to implement more of a coaching end for adults. And so what I did was, I came up with this program, all of these different things that I was getting ready to launch. And so in my mind, this is all going to work out. I got the programs. I was working on the website. I'm doing all the things. Because again, this is early. I'm doing everything. There's no team. This is before the team, anything. So I'm doing the website. I'm coming up with the programs. I'm posting on social media. I'm doing everything myself. I'm getting ready to leave my job. God told me to do it. I'm going deeper in my faith. I'm living my life for Christ. In my mind, this was a recipe for success, instant overnight success. But I was very naive as far as the path that was to come. I remember the night before my program launched, I stayed up all night. I pulled an all-nighter. I fell asleep on a couch. And in my mind, I said, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to have all of these sales. And I'm going to tell everybody how God told me to leave my job. And I became a millionaire overnight. Right? This is what I was telling myself. Now, I woke up, launched the program. I went to sleep when it was light outside. Launched the program, put it out there, went to sleep for the day, woke up, crickets. Weeks go by, crickets. Months, crickets. I had this podcast at the time, but it wasn't making money yet. It was not even Blessed and Bossed Up at the time. Crickets. I started promoting it on the show. I was having all of these calls and consultations and all of that. Nobody's converting into clients. Crickets. And I was so frustrated because I'm like, what in the world is going on? But as I look back, that was 5 years ago. As I look back on that time, every single thing that happened, it was necessary to get me here where I am today. I had to trust, I had to divorce myself. And this was the only way I was going to sustain, because at the time I said, you know what, God? Before the launch or anything, when I really got saved, as I say, which means that I took my commitment to Christ seriously, I told God, I said, hey, if you light a fire on the inside of me for you, I am not going back. It's going to be me and you. I'm not saying I'm going to be perfect. We know that I got stuff that I need to work on, but I'm going to be committed to your way. I'm going to be committed to you, and I'm not going to turn back to my own devices. And I meant that. And so when I was faced with these crickets and not making money now out of my job, when I was being obedient to what God was telling me to do, I had to decide, choose ye this day, who you going to serve? You going to serve yourself and your ego and your pride and what you think that should be happening in your business? Are you going to serve God not knowing exactly what is on the other side of that? Yes. And I decided, because it's all a decision, I decided that I was going to trust God in action. I was going to have faith in action by just doing what he told me to do, even though I had no clue how it was going to pan out.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important. And in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. You just realized that your business needed to hire somebody yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. I've hired many times, and it's always very slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed. right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, practically what that looked like was a lot of time in my prayer closet. The great thing about no longer having a job is I had time. I had no kids. Me and my husband were together. We wasn't married, and I was real big on, I'm not your wife, so I'm not finna act like one. So you're going to have to wait. You come number two to everything else. So I was in my prayer closet. I was studying the word. Around that time is when I started reading Priscilla Shira's book, Fervent. And I started writing these strategic prayers. I fasted for the first time during that time. I did all of these spiritual things and just really surrendered to God transforming me. And then in the midst of that, the business stuff started to fall into place the more I was obedient to whatever he told me to do when I was in that, when I was in my prayer time. So for you, you saying that you're struggling with what's next, I need you to understand that God is the author and finisher of all things. He's Alpha and he's Omega. And so you may be struggling with what's next, but God is not struggling with anything. And so it's your job to just go to him and say, God, what shall you have me do? What do you need from me today? How can I serve you? So instead of trying to box him into, God, I quit my job. I need to make money. I need to do these things. Understand that he's Jehovah Jireh. He's going to provide. He said that I will supply all your needs according to your riches and according to my riches and glory. So you have to spend this time studying the word and seeking him. God, what shall you have me do? And do that and move with the confidence and trust of the promises that you know based off what's in the word. So me telling you he's Jehovah Jireh, you can tame your anxiety about money when you understand that God will supply all your needs. You can tame your anxiety about what's next when you know that God is a God of today, tomorrow, and forevermore. So by you trusting him and seeking him on what he shall have you do, that is hard to be clear. It's not easy. It's simple. It's not easy at all. But I believe, and this was the case for me, quitting my job put me in a training season of God truly transforming me from the inside out. The business stuff happened over time, but the core of that season was God transforming me. Y'all don't know me personally, but who I am is now 5 years later is totally different than who I was at that time. The caliber of person I am, my heart, my integrity, my kindness, my character, God totally transformed me. So when anything you ever see me do in business, understand that that is nothing compared to the work that God did in me as a woman, as a person, as his daughter. And so because of that, business, of course, is what I do. And it's something that I love and I'm able to make impact through it. But I'm always seeking God of God, what's next, with no contingencies. Of course, I talk to you guys about having business meetings with God, and those are the times where we talk about business. But as far as my one-on-one relationship, God, what do you have me do today? How can I serve you better today? What do I need to change today? I surrender and give myself to you today, God. Use me. Like, you know, this is a lifestyle and a posture that I suggest that you really take in during this time, because it's going to help you really just step out of your circumstances for a second and really step into God's reality for you and allow his promises and what's already written in his word about how he will take care of you and provide for you, how he will never leave you nor forsake you. Allow that to comfort your emotions. But yeah, that's a very long-winded answer, but I wanted to be thorough. That would be my advice to you. Now, this next question is in reference to my book. She read chapter one because I offered a sneak peek to chapter one to my email list. And so she had a lot of great things to say. So thank you. She said, for her question, I'd like to know if, in your view, sacrificing corporate life for raising godly children in our society falls under compromise, or say being a stay-at-home mom in order to keep the home while your husband pursues his vision, career, or mission. I mean, how do you understand the Bible and how it plays out in marriage? So great question. Now, when I talk about not compromising or not settling, this is going to be specific for every individual person because we all have different purposes. We all have different callings. We all have different gifts and things that God has placed on our life. So to answer the question of, do I think that staying at home and raising your children and keeping the home while your husband works and fulfills his mission, if I think that that's compromise, my answer is it depends on what God's plan is for you and also what season you're in. And I don't know that because I'm not God, right? But what I will say about marriage is that It is a union and a partnership where you are one flesh serving the Lord. And it really grinds my gears to see so many women holding the weight of their households when they're not supposed to, making sacrifices for their husbands when they're not supposed to. Because if you and your husband are both following the Lord, then the Lord will guide you as far as how you need to operate and what season you're in, so that everything you're doing, it can be done in wisdom and in His will, versus just somebody having to give something up for the other person. Like, it's not, I just don't believe that that's how it's supposed to go. It's a partnership. And one of the lessons that I got when I first got married, I had went to God, and it was around this time where I was still in my hustler mode, just grinding, super excited about the new year, planning, all of the things. So I go to God and I'm like, God, what's the vision for our marriage? It's about to be a new year, all of this. And God was like, you're out of order. You are out of order. Why are you coming and asking me for the vision for your family? And it's not that God wouldn't reveal things to us as wives, but our husbands are the head of the household and we surrender to them. And I know submission is this trigger word, especially in pop culture today, but it's biblical. So I don't care how upset you get or triggered you get by the word, it's biblical. And when you're submitting to a man that's submitted to God, it's really not hard to do, first and foremost. And so in that, God checking me in that moment, He was teaching me how to surrender to the order of my home. And so going back to compromise and settling, and if you staying home and raising your children while your husband fulfills his mission is compromise or not, when you're both submitted to Christ, God will give you the blueprint for how you need to operate in your marriage and your family. My husband hears from God. So when we talk about what we're doing for the new year or plans for our family, what I have going on in my business, what he has going on in his business, we're having these conversations with wisdom from the Lord. We're praying and fasting and seeking God with what do we need to do in this season for our family? Example, my husband and I, we bought our first home in 2019. And so we bought the home with, it was always the intention of, this is going to be our first investment property. Let's buy it. Let's live in it for a little bit. And then we're going to move out and rent it out. So that's what we did. Once we had our son, the house got real small, real fast. It was stuff everywhere, toys from here to there. It was just not, especially once he started walking, it just got super cramped so fast. And I was like, we have got to get out of here. We ended up moving into a rental property that's actually owned by my husband's cousin. So it's a great situation. We get a discount on rent. The house is big enough for us, for the nanny. We got space, right? Perfect situation. And it put us right on our goals of being able to rent out our home. And so that's what we did. So we've been here for about a year now. Yep, it's been a year. Our tenant has been in our home that we own for about a year. So now we were having a conversation of, okay, we want to build a home. Our son is getting a little bit older. Soon, in the next couple of years, he's going to be going to school. We know we want to put him in private school. We want to stay in the general area that we're in, but I want to be closer to private schools. I want our home that we can just settle in. It's spacious. It has everything that we need. And we drive around neighborhoods and we like, okay, this is a neighborhood that we like. This is a neighborhood that we like. And just really believing in God for being able to build this dream home that we both love. And so it comes up to a year where the lease is up for the tenant. We're having these conversations about the dream home and we're trying to figure out, are we going to make that move right now? The economy, especially with like mortgage rates and stuff like that. When I bought my commercial property earlier this year, the interest rates were still really low. Our interest rate on our home is really low. So we were just trying to figure out, okay, what's these interest rates looking like? Do we really want to do this? If so, how is it going to happen? So of course, for us, our first step is always let's pray about it. Let's seek God. And then for me, especially when it comes to financial stuff, because my husband's an accountant, I leave a lot of that stuff up to him. I give my 2 cents, but I trust him as far as him being able to hear from the Lord and also his expertise as it relates to financial management. So he comes back and he like, all right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to wait. We're going to lead attendance there for another year. We're going to stay here for another year. And then God gave him wisdom. And my prayer when it comes to my husband is for God to always add wisdom and his supernatural insight onto my husband's natural abilities, especially when it comes to finances, because I see that as such a big gift. It's bigger than a skill to me. Like, I see what God is doing in him with that. And I always pray towards it. So he comes to me and he's like, all right, we're going to stay here for a year. We're going to let the tenants renew for another year. He did something in his little spreadsheets because them joints be complicated. My eyes be crossing when I look at some of the stuff he be putting together. He showed me his little spreadsheet. He's like, bet, we're going to do X, Y, Z. And so this is where we're going to be at financially in a year. And so at that time, we will be in a great position to be able to build the home, or we can kind of decide what we want to do at that time. We can revisit the conversation. But for right now, this is a path forward. And this conversation happened because we have been talking about it for a couple of months. Like, hey, this time, I think since the summertime, we're like, all right, it's coming up on the fall around October, November. That's when, I can't remember when the lease renews, but sometime around this time, it's time to start having those conversations. So before we even got there, I'm like, all right, we had fasted a couple of weeks where we had fasted. It was one of the things that we both prayed about individually and together. So when it was time for the decisions to be made, the decisions were being made with wisdom from the Lord. And we're able to move accordingly based off of what God says is best for our family in this season. And so again, this is why I say compromise is not a blanket statement. I can't tell you what's compromise for you. But what I can tell you is if you seek ye first the kingdom of God, that all things will be added unto you. What I can tell you is that for as long as you obey God and do what he's telling you to do, that you're going to be in a position that you need to be in. And when it comes to marriage and making those decisions on what season you're going to be in, as far as your household goes, it may be a season where the husband goes and he builds his business or he grows the corporate ladder while you stay home with the kids. That may be God's will for a certain season in your life. And then those roles may switch at a certain point. But it really just depends. But the core and the root is making sure that you and your spouse are both submitted to the Lord and you're allowing the Lord to guide what season you're in. Because for as long as you're obedient to that, you're never compromising. So I'm going to end this here. I did not think I was going to answer two questions like that that long, but I'll actually do a part two because we have a few more questions. I'll do a part two and that'll air next week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Don't forget to pre-order my book, She is Uncompromising, at TatumTamia.com/book. I love you guys and I'll talk to you next week.
What's your risk number? Find your true north. On the Vantage Point with True North Wealth Partners podcast, you'll find financial tips, insights, and information to help you plan for your future. True North Wealth Partners has locations in Dublin and Wooster, Ohio, while serving clients nationwide. Dedicated to God, country, clients, and family. To learn more about the Vantage Point with True North Wealth Partners podcast, visit mytruenorthwp.com. That's mytruenorthwp.com. True North Wealth Partners. Welcome home.
The post-workout glow at Planet Fitness doesn't just feel great. It feels 80s pump-up jam great.
Because when you got the glow, there is no stopping what you want to do.
And now when you become a PF Black Card member, your glow can be even greater with a free Amazon Halo Fitness Tracker.
Get the glow.
Get the PF Black Card for zero enrollment and just $24.99 a month. Bring a friend, enjoy massage chairs, and get a free Amazon Halo View. Deal ends November 15th. Subject to taxes, fees, and commitment. See club for details.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big.